The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
If I sound sick, it's because I am.
It's because she is.
It's because I have COVID.
Well, had.
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 Because you wouldn't be sitting next to me right had. Now recording this.
Had.
Had. And I'm just letting you know that it is official that it's had, because I was not allowed to come back to Singapore until
it was had.
Until it was not have, but
and
had. I was alone, like super alone in Cambodia. I was left alone to my own demise. In Cambodia, because all of our friends that we were with, also, if you haven't been listening, we were in Cambodia.
Right. Let's backtrack.
Okay.
The last time we talked to you guys, last week was the episode, but we actually recorded it almost 2 weeks ago at this point. And
right. We were like, so our friends were going to Cambodia. Some people were going on Wednesday. Some people were going on Friday, because all of our friends here are exchange students and they had a week off of school. So we're like, we're going to fake exchange student for a day.
And we're going to go on Friday.
We'll go on Friday. We'll meet you guys on Friday. But we go to book tickets for Friday and they were like 17,000 times the price. And I'm
no, they weren't even available, actually. Well, it would make us do business class, which therefore was 17,000 times the price.
So true.
Yeah.
And it's a two-hour flight.
It was not worth business
it's
class.
Not, it wasn't worth business
As
class.
As if I would do it either, like, ever, regardless.
No, hey, I've done it before. Business class is worth it.
For the 18-hour New York ones, to Singapore, I would pick a time and
I,
go for that.
Dude, but. I hate flying. Not, like, I don't hate it, but it's just so uncomfortable for why. I can't watch movies or do anything on it because that hate it. So I just be sitting there.
You don't get the kind of flight anxiety that I've been getting recently, though.
I don't get flight anxiety. I just, like, would rather not.
It's just,
yeah. I would rather just like time. I would rather time travel.
Oh, yeah.
I can't time travel, so I decided
to fly
on Wednesday. So we had a whole plan. We were like, we're going to get all of this done before Friday. And then all of a sudden, it's squished back into, we have 24 hours now to get our shit together and get to Cambodia. on a Wednesday. So we recorded the podcast episode. We got visas.
We had to get visas.
Which we really, like, winged.
Hours. I've never known how you say it. Do you say, like, I wung it? Or I yeah, because I winged it is not a word. We decided to wing it.
Yeah. And we're, we're just going to apply for our visas and hope.
Even though it says 3 days and we had 1 day.
And we got them.
And we got them in time.
Thank you, Kingdom of Cambodia, for filing our visas in 1 day instead of three.
Ugh, long live the Kingdom of Cambodia. And then we had to go get our PCR tests, COVID tests, in Singapore. So we go do that. We did everything. And then they're like, hey, you actually have to come back tomorrow for a signed copy. Otherwise, Cambodia won't let you in unless it's a signed copy from our special doctor here at the PCR test hospital. So we had to go back the next day, sprint, and, like, get everything together. We got on our flight. It was all good and dandy. And we made it to Cambodia. We had a wonderful time.
We didn't even stop for a minute before we got on that flight. It's like every minute, like, before we got on that flight, it was still up in the air. Like, we applied for our visas. We did the COVID test. We packed our stuff.
Until the flight, like, took off, it was kind of up in the air whether or not we were going to go.
It was like, will they let us through customs when we get in the airport? Like, every step was a gamble.
It was the same. It was worse for me on the way back. So anyway, yeah. We had a great time.
We had a really great trip. Like, that actually was a really fun time.
I'm going to be honest, it's muddled in my mind. It's pretty muddled in my mind, and I don't know if I could say the same. I don't know if, like, coming off of it was not too pretty.
Well, you're having a bad memory right now because of your experience in the back end, but let me real quick recap some of the great things of the trip. A spa day, if you will.
Wait, can we go back? So Caroline's been twice now, and this is my third time in Cambodia, in Siem Reap.
We went once with our family when we were kids.
And then I had a school trip there, so I went with, like, some friends.
Both times in middle school, though, so it's been a little while.
Yeah, so
while
number one,
it's
been
us.
A while. Number two, Cambodia literally just opened back up for tourists. So there was no one there. Genuinely, like, zero people. The only people that were there for tourists were
exchange students from Singapore.
Literally, everyone was
the
exchange student.
Or at least that's the only other people that we saw, but it was, yeah.
It was
there were
pretty
no
much
tourists. And all the local people there were, like, so excited to see tourists. It was very
there's been
clear
no tourism.
That there hasn't been any tourism.
When tourism is, like, a huge stream of income and source of, like, people.
Yeah, that was something that was actually crazy to see while we were there. Like, you think, obviously, how much COVID affects people in terms of, like, people actually getting sick, people dying, people losing family members and things like that. But, like, how much COVID has actually affected countries that rely on tourism is something that I hadn't really thought of before. Like, everything in this country is reliant on tourism, and they didn't have any of it.
It was kind of evident, too. Like, there was not much
going on. But, like, restaurants, spas and massages,
it was
drivers,
so
hotels,
weird. It was honestly, like,
the markets,
it was
everything
so
is run
weird
on tourism.
To be the only one there.
Yeah.
And it got worse when everyone left and I was still there.
And you were really the
I
only
was
one
really
there.
The only one there.
Yeah. So some of the things that we did, though, the spa day that I talked about, massages and spas, everything in Cambodia is very inexpensive to begin with. That's just kind of, like, the state of it there. So spas and massages were very inexpensive, and I have been wanting a massage for at least 6 months. Since last semester in Boston, I've been like, I need somebody to give me a massage, but I didn't want to pay for it in Boston.
In Boston, it's going to be like $70,000 in for the worst
for
massage
like
you've
one
ever
massage
gotten.
You know, just like one basic massage. I wouldn't even get to do anything special. Come to Singapore and it seems more reasonable, it seems more in range, you know. I decided, like, oh, I'll go to the spa at some point and get a good massage while I'm here in Singapore. But then we decide to go to Cambodia and I'm looking into it, and it's like you can't not get a massage there. It's actually crazy. So what I did, instead of just getting this one massage, I was like, well, if I would have spent $100 in Boston if I really wanted to on a massage, then
way
I'm going to spend, like, the
that.
Same price here and get everything I can get. So I booked in Catherine and I a spa experience. It was 3 hours long.
You're really selling it.
It was great. I want everyone to experience it.
I showered twice.
We showered twice in the middle of the massage.
They're like, can you please go to this room and shower off the
The clay that's on you right now?
Okay, well, basically, it was an hour-long massage, then an hour-long sugar body scrub. Then they put clay mask all over our bodies, wrapped us in plastic wrap, cocooned us, if you will.
It was freezing cold.
It was freezing cold. And then we rinsed that off, and then the spa experience was over. That was one of the highlights of the trip. We also went quad biking.
I would say I enjoyed the quad biking, except for I was nervous that you were going to get lost. So every turn I was like waiting and stopping. And because I wanted to be at the front and I wanted to be like zooming through puddles. But I was nervous that you were going to get lost. So I waited.
Yeah, I was nicely holding up the back. That's where
I wanted to be, though,
because I wanted to be able to like.
I would say you were very much like at the back.
I wanted to be able to record things. I wanted to be able to like watch everyone in front of me and get the good view and not feel the pressure of like speeding up for people behind me.
Yeah, but then I felt the pressure of slowing down.
Right, you didn't need to do that. But like literally,
what was I going to do? Leave you alone in a field?
I wasn't alone. You're exaggerating. But
you were pretty much. We lost sight of everyone.
No way.
Every 5 minutes.
Every minute, and Catherine was looking back like, are you okay? Don't fall. Don't get off track. And I'm like, oh my God.
You were okay. Miles behind everyone. This is grandma on a golf cart.
Oh my God. This is coming from my family's idea that I can't drive. This is like deep rooted, actually. My family thinks that I can't drive solely because I prefer to be a passenger.
No, listen to this. The first time she drove to school on her own, she needed Google Maps.
Like our high school.
From our house to our high school. It's 5 minutes away. We live on an island. No, this is so funny. We live on an island. There's two ways out. We live in the middle. There's two ways out, but like if you're going to one side, like it's very definitive kind of which direction you go. And it's so fun to watch her try and go places and just see her pull out and go the wrong way and everyone's like, oh, she's going somewhere.
It's true. I'm very directionally challenged. No, the worst, like, I can't...
No, my favorite now is when you have to go to the doctor.
No, the doctor.
The doctor, the dentist, like, they're all in the same spot. We've been going to the same one for 19 years.
But I haven't had to drive here.
She takes herself to the doctor, I'm like, do you want the address? Do you need the direction? She's like,
I got it.
She's like, I'll figure it out. She's in the driveway for 10 minutes trying to Google it.
See, now I know how to get myself to high school, but I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, because it's one road. It's 5 minutes.
So the new things challenge me. I can get myself to the grocery store. Both of them, actually. I can get myself to either grocery store. But, and Catherine is right, it's the doctor and the dentist that really puts me in a pickle every time.
And, of course, like, you lose service every time you go to the doctor, so you can't even, she can't even get herself out.
Yeah, no,
she's driving in circles.
So true. Okay, well, that is why Anne Catherine did not trust me on the quad bike.
Yes, because
I'm not a bad driver, though.
But I didn't know if you saw the turn, the people taking the turn up front. So I had to go up, and then I would wait at a turn for her to catch up, and then I would go ahead. And then I would wait at a turn, and then I would go ahead.
That was another highlight of the trip, though. That was, like, actually one of the best
activities.
That was
probably my favorite.
I don't know how both of our first time doing that, too.
Yeah, I don't know how everything else we had done and we had done in Cambodia. But I don't know how we had missed the quad biking.
Yeah, the temples were great, Angkor Wat temples. We both drove the Jeep before. I drive the Jeep. I know how to off-road.
Yeah, I've gone through puddles before.
Yep.
It's not my first rodeo.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, we went to Angkor Wat.
Do it all.
Jemé. Do you guys know our car's name is Jemé?
Has anybody seen the show Jemé, Private School Girl? We watched that when we lived in Hong Kong in middle school with one of our best friends, Jossie. We watched Jemé, Private School Girl, and it stuck with us. And
I think about that a lot. Sometimes we would, like, be at her house on a weekend. She lived in the same building, literally one tower over, the same floor. Like, you could look out the window and stick your head out and see each other. And so our parents would be like, come home at 10. And then it would be 10:30, and we're like, oh, we're leaving now. And then it's 11, and we get home finally, and they're like, where in the world were you? And we're like, oh, my God, the elevator took so long to get here. And we're like 3 hours late, and we're like, no, it was crazy. There was no elevators.
I would fall asleep at her house every time. That's a core memory, honestly, for middle school. That should have been in our core memory episode last week. I would fall asleep at Jossie's house every time. But Yes, our car's name is Jume. If you know Jume Private School Girl, it's a very funny show. If you don't, you should watch it. It's a very funny show.
So true. It's basically this... Oh, it's fun.
Fine, we'll talk about
it. It's this, like...
We haven't watched it in so long,
it's
so I'm not
really
sure
good.
Do
I don't
it
know
justice.
If it'll hit. I don't know if it'll hit.
It honestly might be like, what if it's bad?
It's probably
and
really bad.
And we're promoting it and it's bad. Guys, I haven't watched this
I
in
haven't
years,
watched it. I do
and
not.
I was in middle school,
what
so I didn't understand. Don't hold me accountable to anything.
I think some of the TikTok audios are going off, but it's like this 30-year-old man who's just playing the role of like a 14-year-old girl, private Jume, the private school
Jume,
girl.
Private
and
school
no
girl.
One addresses that. It's like
the
very
actor
clearly,
is a
the
man.
Actor is very clearly like a 30-year-old man, and he's just playing the main character.
And she, Jume, is
Jume.
Like the it girl of the private school.
Genuinely the it girl. And that's
and it's,
Jume.
It's really funny. I should rewatch it, though, to like, there's probably things I wouldn't get now, and also there might be things where I'm like, oof, that was questionable.
If you love listening to Girls with Goals and other podcasts like ours, and you've ever thought about making your own, then let's talk about Anchor.
First off, it's free, which is amazing because there are so many cool things you can do with Anchor to make your podcast a reality. You can record and edit right on Anchor using your phone or your computer, and then Anchor will distribute your episodes to Spotify, Apple, anywhere you want your podcast, Anchor does it for you.
Anchor works with Spotify, so you can add any song straight from Spotify into your podcast. You can even make money off of your podcast through Anchor. It's really just everything you'd need or want in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change. And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order. No, for sure. What else did we do? We got an Airbnb with our friends, so we had some pool parties.
Yes, that was fun. Having an Airbnb, it was our first time doing a trip like that at an Airbnb, which we've always wanted to do.
I don't like staying in hotels. Like, I really, like, get weirded out at hotels. I don't know. It's just not... I don't like
it. It's
hotels.
A cooler experience when you have a place to yourself and you're not like staying in a
for
hotel
sure.
room with everyone else. I mean, there are, yes, there are like
and also
locations
we were like
where
in a little
great.
We were kind of off on a side road and got to live life a little bit more
authentically.
just let's, I don't like staying in hotels, number one, because it's like you're confined to a one little room and you have to, you're either in or you're out, you know?
Unless, I guess, that's the point. Like, it's a resort trip. You're going just to, like, different resort.
Different story.
But if you're going somewhere to explore a place, staying in an Airbnb was, like, game-changing. It changed the whole experience.
Yes.
Angkor Wat.
Angkor Wat, Sunrise Temples.
Which was very cool. That was a long day of walking around temples.
That was a long day.
But it's so unique and so, like, culturally, like, different to anything else that it's definitely worth it to do something like that. And saw a lot of kids. The kids in Cambodia are incredible.
But not as many as,
yeah,
like, you would normally see, which is kind of irritating. Mm-hmm. Not irritating, but, like...
But irritating because that's, like,
irritating
one of my favorite
see, like,
memories
that
of
this
Cambodia.
Is, and just know that it's different... without COVID, like, it's different. Also, just the temples, normally there's 1,000,010 people there, and we're some of the only people.
Yeah.
Which was cool, of course, because
it was cool 'cause it
you have
crowded.
These giant, cool temples kind of all to yourself, but it's also just crazy to see how many people aren't there.
Yeah.
Wild!
On one hand, it's like, yeah, it's cool, you get the whole place to yourself, but on the other, it's like, it just felt so empty. And you know that for everybody living there and from there, like, it has felt so empty
for sure.
A long time. And that it was honestly quite sad. And everyone that we talked to, like, anyone that we bought something from the market, all of the tuk-tuk drivers and stuff, like, we talked to them about how it's affected them and how empty it's been and stuff. And it's, like, it's been hard. Our tuk-tuk driver, Sour.
Our favorite driver, Sour.
Like... He's had a hard time. He's kind of the only one that we really got a personal story from about all of this because he was driving us
everywhere. We took him like 10 times.
Mm-hmm. The tuk-tuks, to explain, it's like a motorcycle with a little carriage in the back and they take you and they drive you. And so we basically hired this one guy for the whole time because we really liked him and he was nice. And so when Catherine and I were talking to him a lot about his family, as we do, and... Like, his family got separated because he wasn't making enough money because there wasn't tourism and people there for him to drive to support his family. So he hasn't seen his kids in a while, and that was, like, honestly heartbreaking.
So then our friends carried on. They went to an island. They had to take, like, a bus, and they had with beds in it, and they all slept on this bus overnight, and then they were on an island for a while. And I think they just got back to Singapore. I don't know. There's only one flight in and out of Cambodia. So they had plans to go onto the island. Carolyn and I... Had plans to come home. Because we needed to...
Get back to our internships and
work
stuff.
Work and do things and...
Work.
And work. So we go to get our COVID test, right? So we can fly. And all of a sudden, they're like, "And Catherine?"
No, that's not what they said.
What'd they say? Oh, they said Miss Nancy.
Catherine's
that's my
middle name.
They say Miss Nancy.
Over.
I say,
"Oh,
not today.
Not today.
Not today.
You knew.
They go.
You knew when we were showing
well,
up.
No, I didn't though. I was just like, I was in my head. I was like, what? I'm gonna have it. Like, I was being paranoid. I was like, it's gonna. Like, of course, I'm gonna have it. And then they're like, "Miss Nancy."
And then we knew immediately. We were like,
"You have COVID."
They call you over.
And then so I'm like, "Well, what do I do?" Then I like put myself off in a corner. I'm like, "Caroline doesn't have it. Like, Caroline's free to go." So she left because if she didn't leave when she was supposed to leave, she wouldn't have been able to leave ever. And I'm there alone. So now I'm in Cambodia alone. My friends are 10 hours away. Caroline is back in Singapore. Like, it's just me.
Our parents are in Singapore.
Our parents are in Singapore. And I'm just hanging out.
There she is. Sick.
There I am.
Sick.
And
alone.
I had to go to this Scared. Hotel. I was the only person, genuinely the only singular person in this hotel. And genuinely every morning, like, five people would ask me, "How did you sleep? How's the room?" And I was like, "It's really good. Thank you so much for asking." But it was just so much, like, direct communication. And I'm like, I am just trying to wait it out and... So I can leave.
Well, you were saying that it, like, made you uncomfortable.
It made me severely uncomfortable. Yeah. And I don't want to say that because people are just trying to do their job. And who am I to tell them that not to ask me how I slept 10 times when I didn't sleep very well.
Yeah, but no, and Catherine
But it was making me so uncomfortable. Like, I was crying because I was the only person and I couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't even open my window shades because I was, like...
They're watching
It's
me.
Like a fishbowl. It was literally the only person there.
Yeah. I mean, that's scary. And Catherine was calling us, and obviously, like, my parents and I were all very worried, like, wanting to keep in touch.
I wasn't scared for my safety or, like, for my health or anything. I was just so wildly uncomfortable. Yeah.
I think on our end, it was, like, maybe a little scarier, though, like, knowing that you were separated and, you know?
So true. You know what was scary? On my last day, I'm like, I'm finally free. Like, I haven't eaten anything in days. Let me go get some food. So I went for a walk along the river. I found a cute restaurant, and I got myself some fruit and yogurt and a pancake, because the only carb sources in Cambodia are rice and pancakes. I swear to God.
It's crazy.
There are pancakes everywhere. There are pancakes everywhere. So I ate it, and I was like, that's fire. Like, first food in days. Like, that's amazing. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to walk back. It's about a 40-minute walk back. Stomach starts to hurt a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's probably just... Okay. No, no. And I was like, oh, it's probably just because, like, I'm not used to having food in there. So I just chalked it up to, like, I'm not used to having that much food in my system in a while. And I was like, oh, maybe, like, I'll walk it out. By the time I'm back, it'll be fine. Nope. By the time I'm back, I'm shitting and throwing up. And I'm, once again, completely alone. I'm like, I don't know what to even do. I don't throw up. I haven't thrown up in forever. And I'm, like, throwing up. And I was like, this is really great. Anyway, got a hold of myself. And then I flew out the next day. And then the airline had the audacity to tell me that I can't actually fly today. I'm at the airport. And they're like, you can't fly. This is day six.
Because she had to wait out a seven-day period.
You have to, if you're negative after 7 days, like, you can leave. And it was day seven. And I checked. Like, my dad had the airlines.
Please. You guys should see. Yesterday, he comes out in the living room after Catherine's home with all of the forms and, like, charts and things that he's made. Like, as a businessman, everything's a presentation. Everything is a chart.
Everything's a chart.
He comes out with all of his printouts. And I was like, you guys, I have a chart. These away now?
I'm at the airline desk. Let me just also preface. I was out of clean clothes 2 days before I was ready to leave.
So, and Catherine comes home.
I was wearing bathing suits.
As underwear.
I didn't have any clean clothes.
Mom opened her suitcase today. Like, she was like, this smells like shit. She, like, gagged.
Okay, it was, like, it was 90 degrees in Cambodia. We're walking around temples all day.
And we were all sweating. You were there for a week and a half longer than you prepared for.
Like, everyone be sweaty. I don't know what to tell you. I was out of clothes. I was out of face wash. I was out of, like, shampoo and conditioner. I was out of toothpaste. Thank God I got new toothpaste 2 minutes before I threw up. That would have been bad. I'm, like, severely disheveled. And the airport goes, you can't fly right now. And I go, no, I think I can. I showed them the chart, and they called their people, and they're like, oh, you're right, our bad, this is day seven. And I was like, thank you so much.
That's honestly, like, something that we've experienced so much trying to travel through COVID is there's a lot of rules, but a lot of
people that are supposed to be checking the rules don't actually know the rules.
Like,
no one knows the rules.
And it's very frustrating. Like, no. Anyone who's traveled during COVID, like, everyone shows up at the airport with a folder of all of the forms that they know they need.
It is so adorable. It's honestly so adorable. Everyone is just, like, guessing. Everyone is hoping and praying that they did everything right. Right.
But you see everyone in line with their folders and all of their printouts and everything. And then you get up to the desk and it's like, the people don't even know what they're looking for half the time. And it's so annoying.
Because there are 10 different rules for
every airline, every country. It's all different. And
anyway, so it was day seven. I got through. I was like, thank you so much. Because if I had to go check myself back into that hotel,
I don't know what I would have done.
I got through everything and got on the flight. Horrendous experience. It was the longest 2 hours of my life. And then I get off the flight, and I'm in the Singapore airport, right? And the health department stops me, and they go, you have COVID. They're like, you have just had COVID. And I don't know how you're even here, because this is not day seven. And I was like, this is day seven, and I will show you the online website checker. Like, I promise you so hard that this is day seven. I swear on my... I promise you so hard that this is, in fact, day seven and that I'm following all the rules. And so they say, you can go to the doctor right now. And then the doctor was like, what are you doing here? Like, you're fine. This is day seven. And so the doctor walked me back across the airport and was like, she's free to leave. And I got a sticker and they said, oh, you can just go straight through the do not enter sign and bypass all the security.
Really?
And I left.
And... And there she was.
And there I am.
7 days later.
7 days later.
Reunited with the family. We didn't pick her up at the airport.
No, I took an Uber. I took an Uber home. So kind of you. And then...
And then she rang up to the apartment. So we didn't even pick her up at the lobby. No one picked me up.
I had to ring up. I said, hi. And then, oh, actually, there was a man in the elevator coming up with me who was also coming back from the airport. And he was like, oh my God, same place? And I was like, nope. Siem Reap. And he was like, ah, Zurich. I'm coming back from Sydney. And I was like, okay. Like, it's Zurich.
Wait,
Zurich? I said Siem Reap. And he goes, ah, Zurich. And I was like, I was like, yes, I had a fine time. I had a wonderful time in Zurich.
I loved Zurich.
And then he got off on the 11th floor. Never saw him again. Anyway, I'm fine now.
When did you get back yesterday?
I got back yesterday.
It was yesterday?
But yesterday was, yesterday morning. But it was still, like, I was still unwell in the sense of, like, physically in shambles, mentally in shambles. Today, we're doing just a tad better. I did work out today for the first
time. You seemed great this morning. I woke up really late
That's because I've been up. I've been up and I've been around,
I was waiting this morning because, I woke up late this morning, and I wake up, and Catherine's in the living room in her workout clothes. She seems chipper.
Well, I'm used to doing half a thing per day, and I did two things before noon today, and so I was pretty wiped out. Anyway, I did go to the gym, leg glutes with dumbbell because I
had, that's what I did, too.
It is my worst nightmare, glutes with a dumbbell. I love dumbbells. They're so convenient. They're so nice for upper body. Oh my God, lower body makes me, with dumbbells, makes me want to pass away.
Because it's
right there on the spot.
It's like difficult or it's hard
it's
to
not
physically it's demanding, physically, but it's like difficult to maneuver maybe?
Yeah. It's like difficult.
Yeah.
It's not hard, it's just difficult.
Bridges are difficult to do. Like I would much rather hip thrust with a barbell than a bridge. But when I've done dumbbell-only leg workouts recently, I've done, like, different lunge supersets and things like that that have, like...
Yeah.
Those really feel good.
No, just...
That was this morning. Since then, we've had a day. Now we're recording the podcast.
Most of my day consisted of just, like, lying on the floor today. I'm gonna be honest. I did sit outside a few times, drink some water. I made a smoothie. I haven't made a smoothie since...
That's the first thing I did when I got home.
Really?
I don't know. A week ago?
A week ago. I'm not a big smoothie-er person. Like, it was pretty bad. It didn't taste good. Maybe it was the new protein, but it didn't taste good at all.
Our dad bought a new whey protein. Well, you are going to have to perk up tomorrow, because tomorrow...
Oh, you know what else Karen did today?
What else?
She doesn't know how to cook, and she made rice.
Oh my God, I know how to cook. What I don't know how to do is measure properly. I know how to cook.
And now we have 70 servings
of brown rice. I wanted to... Okay, well, I guess we didn't really do our highs, lows, and goals. But I can tell you that my goal this week is to just, like, feel more on track, feel more in control of my health and fitness. And so a big piece of that, nutrition. I just wanted to be prepared with good food because I feel like nutrition for me is, like...
And on the carb front, she's prepared.
Like, and on the carb front, I'm so prepared. But nutrition is kind of like the center of it all for me. When I can be prepared and my nutrition is good, everything else kind of falls into place. So I spent yesterday...
You sound like an ad.
I sound like an ad for nutrition.
Yeah.
So I spent yesterday just like prepping some different foods. And then... But it was mostly like proteins and veggies. And so today I was like, okay, I need to pull a carb together. I grabbed brown rice. I went to cook brown rice. Our measuring cup is only in milliliters, not cups. And so I knew the ratio was just like 1 to 1.5 water, but I didn't know how many milliliters were in a cup. I just don't know that conversion off the top of my head.
So really, why not just pour some rice in the bowl and then pour 1.5 times that in water?
Well, yeah, but I had to like use the measuring cup to make sure that it was actually 1.5 times. Essentially, I just like overestimated the amount of rice and I put a ton of rice.
And there's a lot.
But it's okay because I also eat a lot. Like it's not a problem for me.
Except for the fact that
I only
like white rice, like to the point where
it wasn't for you. So yeah, but that is my goal to feel a bit more in routine and control, starting with that nutrition piece. So I did some food prepping. What about you? Do you have a goal this week? I mean,
I don't any really goal know. Is probably literally like, anything light. Is an improvement.
Yeah,
I feel so bad right
now. It's a good place to start, though.
Yeah, rock bottom.
It's a really great place to start. There's, like, a lot you
there's,
can do from
there's
here.
There's a lot I can do. There's, it's only up from, oh. It's honestly only up from here. My physical health is down bad. Mental health, down bad. Sleep but, is so down bad.
But you still are, like, recovering from COVID, so give yourself a few days.
It's not even that
better.
You know,
yeah,
I don't,
you don't
even
think it is though,
I don't
but
think
it is.
So true, you know, it's the food poisoning that really got me. I was like, right, of course,
on the last day,
on the like I'm doing poisoning. Total I was doing fine, I was feeling fine, and all of a sudden I have food poisoning. Who gets food poisoning?
Well, me. I yes, well, I think that your goal this week should be, if nothing else, to be really excited and ready to work on the new exciting thing that we're working on for the podcast starting tomorrow.
So true. You guys will see it in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
See it.
See what? It. You all have to see it to believe it. But yes, we have some exciting advancements coming to Girls with Goals.
It's really fun how it was bright when we started recording and now it's pitch black dark out.
The sun has fully gone down. So yeah, goals for the week.
My goals are just to have a week and do some things. I don't really know how to verbalize.
In a couple days, you'll have a clearer head and you'll be able to feel better and
so
get
true.
Yourself
what were? Back do you have highs and lows go. From this past week?
Well, I think
I
we
would
know
say
your low.
My low was the food poisoning, yeah. For sure, because that was horrendous.
Did you have a high, though? Was there any, like, good moment of being alone at all? Like,
well, right after my food poisoning, I called... My friend called me. But I haven't talked to her in a while, and so I talked to her.
Okay, so you
and
got
she,
to catch
no,
up
she,
with a friend.
Yeah, she packed... She, it was, like, the morning before I was flying, and so I was packing everything up.
Very nice. Okay.
And that was, like, my first form of human contact for a while. Besides answering if I slept well when I didn't, and you just put a smile on it. You're like, oh, my God, I slept amazing. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay, that's actually really good. You got to talk to a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. The past couple days, I've, like, slept in a lot, and I feel really...
Oh, want to know what my high is? It's last night. We were sitting at dinner. Like, guys, our apartment is small. Caroline, I don't know... what possessed her to dress this way.
Wait, what did I do? I don't even
she was
remember.
Wearing, like, sweats, like, sweatpants, and that have writing and words all over them. And then a shirt from Cambodia that she got at a market. Her hair is
it was, like,
askew.
The worst outfit ever.
I don't know. I've never seen her look worse. And all of a sudden, what did I say? She comes outside because our
apartment
half of our kitchen
feet.
Is
yeah.
in the living room. And she comes outside to get a bowl while we're all sitting at dinner. No, I was like, you're looking so scrumptious. And then she projectile spat her food out.
Oh my God, it's true. It made me laugh
so
hard.
So hard.
I spat a piece of lettuce. Oh, that makes me feel good that I could be your high. Even though it was how bad I looked.
Personally,
was the high.
I was my high because saying you look so scrumptious right now when I've never. Oh, look at this picture. The one of you that I took with Flash.
No. It's in the same shirt. Fine.
What, this one?
I don't know what it was, but like, Catherine took some...
How did you do that with your mouth?
Yeah, somehow and Catherine took a lot of really bad flash pictures of me on this trip.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
So we do, believe it or not, actually have a topic for today
to talk about.
It's not just it happens food poisoning. And I want to talk about being more grateful. And this isn't necessarily an I'm an expert on gratitude, I'm so enlightened, let me teach you what to do kind of episode. But it's more of a like, this is something that I want to work on and why, and just kind of like talking about that. I feel like I've just been thinking a lot lately about how I want to be more grateful. And I think our natural state, or like the default mindset that we are in, is not gratitude. Like, it doesn't lean towards always feeling grateful for things. And I think it's something that you really have to be intentional about, and like a learned behavior and kind of like a habit in your mind, just as is almost everything else. So I've been wanting to make the effort to do that, and taking this trip, being away from my current day to day, going through the scary situation of in Catherine getting sick, just made me think about it a lot more. Also just like having more time by myself without you to like think about things. Just yeah, had me thinking about that a lot more. And about wanting,
I'd also like to reiterate, to be more grateful. Caroline was gone for about 12 hours and she posted a whole Instagram post about me.
We were separated for like 12 hours and I did dedicate an Instagram post to you. It's true. Being grateful for you, because I was probably thinking about how I want to be grateful for the people in your life, for the opportunities that you have, for your health, for so many different things. Like, there really are, it's so easy to think about the things that you don't have, the things that you want, the things that other people around you seem to have more of or have better. Like, it is so easy to think that way. And I think that's the default way that we think. That's like the default that our brains go to. But it doesn't make us feel good to do that. What makes us feel good is when we can appreciate and be grateful for the things and the people and the opportunities and everything that we have. And I guess triggered a little bit, while and Catherine having COVID in another country was scary for the whole family and definitely sucked for everyone, the reality is that like people have died. People have lost family members. People have lost money and businesses. Being in Cambodia and seeing how much COVID has impacted people's entire lives, whereas I'm like, yes, it sucked that it took away my freshman year of college. It sucks that I'm in Singapore right now and I have to stay in groups of five people and I don't get to feel like I'm living a full experience. It sucks that Catherine and I have both been sick, right? All of that is like not good. But the reality is that like people have died, people have lost their lives, people have lost their families, people have lost their businesses. And so kind of switching my mindset to be grateful for everything that I have been able to have, everything that like hasn't gone quite as bad, or everything that maybe the time off has even given me. And that doesn't mean that you neglect or like don't get to feel some of the like negative things or negative thoughts and things like that,
but it just or means, all of them
yeah or all of them, like it doesn't mean that those things don't exist and you should just push those away. But I'm just saying that I kind of want to be more intentionally grateful for things. Other ways that I think we do this, naturally going for the negatives and not necessarily being grateful, is with bodies. Hating our bodies or being negative on little things, little insecurities, instead of being grateful that we actually have healthy, able bodies. Something that I have also caught myself a lot is being upset about maybe not having a ton of great people in your life, instead of actually being grateful for the people that you do have. Like recently, I have felt so grateful for my family, which sounds kind of like sappy and cheesy, but like I have a good family and like I'm very grateful that I have a supportive family, that I have great parents, that I have a twin sister and we get along and we like do so much together. Like that's such a great thing. So as easy as it could be for me to be like, I don't have that many great friends, like that sucks, I've definitely felt so negative about that before. But I do have some great friends and I do have a great family and there are so many good people in my life that if I can shift the focus sometimes to
being grateful for them and appreciating them more and like showing more gratitude to those people, I think that it would make me feel better and it would also strengthen those relationships.
I think though, in order to get to a point where you are, you know, going from neutral to grateful, or your outlook on something is more grateful than it is anything else, you have to go through not being ungrateful, but you have to go through feeling shitty.
Mm.
Like, you have to get through that before you can feel grateful and appreciative of things. Like, just because someone else has it worse, or just because, like, literally someone will always have it worse. Mm-hmm. And I think that's often used to, at least I know I use it for myself, I think a lot of times that's used to just denote any negative feelings about a situation, because who are you to feel lonely when you actually have a friend? Some people don't have any. And who are you to feel uncomfortable in where you live when some people are homeless? And who are you to feel hungry and unmotivated and blah, 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 blah when someone, like, has it worse? Like, someone is always has it worse. I remember breaking my arm as a kid, or I had, like, nerve damage, and I had to go to the hospital. And they were like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the pain? Like, they gave the little pain scale. And I was like, oh, well, it's definitely a 2. And they're like, ma'am, your arm is purple and you're hysterically crying. Like, I don't think this is a 2. And I was like, well, I bet something else hurts a lot more. And they're like, that's not how it works here. And I was like, it's definitely a 2. Like, there's definitely stuff that's worse. Just like
someone's dying.
And I'm like, my arm is falling off. And they're like, you can rate this higher. You're allowed to rate it. And I was like, well, it's literally a 2. I bet people have it a lot worse. But it was pretty bad. Like, you know what I mean? Just because other people have it worse, and just because, you know, on paper, you were telling yourself,
like, you couldn't feel what you felt. Because,
like, I wasn't allowed to. And I think, obviously, that's, like, a physical embodiment. But I do that emotionally all the time. Like, I'm not allowed to feel lonely because I have a friend. Or, like, I'm not allowed to feel sad because I live a good life. I'm not allowed to feel, right? Because I'm not entitled to those feelings, when actually you're allowed to feel all feelings.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel it, then it's true. Like, and you can be grateful afterwards, but you don't have to skip to the grateful part.
Yeah, like, being grateful, I don't think is about suppressing those things at all. I think it's about, like, feeling them and acknowledging them, and then at whatever point in that process that it feels, like, good to you, trying to flip it a little bit and having more gratitude. And that's in extreme situations, like, feel those negative feelings, go through that experience, and then when you
I'm talking have kind of longer perspective term
coming here. Out on the other side, being able, like, because that's actually something, like, when you go through something and in the moment it feels so awful, like, some experiences that you may go through with friends or people, or not getting into the school that you wanted to get into, things like that, that just feel so awful in the moment, it's hard to have any sort of perspective then and feel gratitude then. In that moment, like, you can, like, let yourself be sad, let yourself be upset, let yourself have those feelings, because it may take that time and space, and then later on you may be able to have more perspective about the situation, and you may actually have some things that you can find.
But you don't need to do that right now, and you don't need to think about that right now. And you don't, if you're in it,
yeah.
If you're beyond it, then jump to that. Yeah, that's golden.
Yeah.
But if you're in it, you don't need to force yourself to go to the gratitude part. You can feel shitty,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel your feelings and experience. You know, you don't have to detach yourself from it so quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's not go the toxic positivity, toxic gratitude route of this and say that that has to be how you feel all the time.
The only thing that's allowed.
And especially when you're going through those harder, longer, difficult times. Like, don't suppress any feelings that you're actually feeling. But I do know that for me, like, in my day-to-day life, I want to be more grateful. You know, I feel very neutral in kind of my outlook on things. And then I think that when you have that neutrality, just our brains in general naturally go towards the negative sometimes. So in my day-to-day regular life, I want to practice more gratitude, or I just want to, like, feel more grateful for things, keep my eyes open for things to be grateful for, and just try to shift my day-to-day perspective to be more grateful. And another thing that kind of triggered this for me is, like, I'm living right now what I've been dreaming of living for years. And Catherine and I thought that we were going to take, like, a gap year of sorts. We graduated early from high school. We graduated a quarter early, and we were going to use that time to travel, have all of this life experience, go to different places and all of that. And then COVID happened and we didn't get to do it. And it's like, for 2 years now, I've been waiting to travel and live abroad and do all of these things. And now I'm actually doing it. And so I want to make sure during this time that, like, I'm actually feeling present and grateful for these things, because it's things that I've wished and waited for so long. And then they come to you and it's like, you can then, like, find negative things in it, and it's fine. Like, you can find those negative things, but I want to make sure that I'm not, like, kind of dragging a situation down that I have been waiting and wishing for, right? Like, I want to make sure that during this time period where I'm getting to kind of live out a dream of mine, that I'm feeling really grateful for the opportunity that I'm having here and for having my family around me. And for being able to experience different places and things. Like, I just want to make sure that I'm feeling grateful for that. As well as feeling grateful for my health and the opportunities that I have and my body and all of these other things. There's just, like, is a lot to be grateful for when you really break it down and look at your life. It doesn't mean that there's no negative things at all, but there is a lot to be grateful for. So again, keeping that, like, kind of short and sweet, it's not something where I'm coming to you guys and saying, like, here's exactly how you're going to do this. I'm an expert on it, because I'm not. Like, I'm telling you that it's something that I want to work on and I want to do more of. And so for me right now, that's kind of just trying to look for the positives in situations, trying to feel more present in my life so that I can, like, stop and smell the roses, if you will, and all those kind of cliche things. And maybe I'll come back and we'll be able to, like, sit down and do an episode, or maybe we can bring someone on who's more of an expert in this and being able to tell us, like, the right ways to have more gratitude in your life and shift your perspective to that. But right now, it's just, this is something that I am trying to be more mindful of and why, and maybe it will inspire you guys to do it alongside me and shift our perspectives a little bit in that way.
We're grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening.
Give the show a rating on Apple or Spotify. Very easy. Takes a couple seconds and really helps us out. Lets us know that you like the show. Lets other people find it.
If you're listening on Spotify, we have a little poll for you below in the show notes. You can also find our Instagrams, TikToks, everything linked in the show notes. So check that out if you want to. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.